Nicholas Allen Baugh, only on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. I'll get into my thoughts a little later on the show on what we saw last night, Boston eliminating Philadelphia. And the fact that Brad Stevens didn't receive a single vote for Coach of the Year. Not one. No, like none. He got zero. Zero votes for NBA Coach of the Year. The best coach in the league. Yes, I did not stutter. The best coach in the NBA did not receive one vote for NBA Coach of the Year. My goodness. I'll try and figure out why. That's still to come on the program. But I wanted to get into this. Jerry DiNardo, you know, Big Ten Network analyst, he went on 93.7 The Ticket in Lincoln, station I worked for 1 year. Shout out to everybody there. And he went on the show with Steve Sipple and Jake Sorensen. And he had some very good things to say about Scott Frost. He likes one specific aspect, a couple of things about Frost. Number one, he's got a plan. He said, quote, "I think he's got a plan. He's hit the ground running. I think he's really smart." And then he also pointed out something else. DiNardo said, quote, "When you're around Scott Frost, you just have so much confidence in the fact he has so much confidence. I think that's a unique characteristic of his." I think both those things really embody two huge aspects of being a successful coach and a successful leader. You may dismiss those things. Okay, he's playing. You got a plan. He's confident. Whatever. It matters. You got to have a plan, which can also be framed as an identity, and you got to have a way of doing things that you 100% believe in, and everyone around you believes in them as well. If you aren't settled on who you are as a program, which is AKA a plan, AKA an identity, you'll never be able to achieve sustainable levels of consistent success. It matters, guys. Whether you want to admit it or not, Mike Riley didn't have a plan. Come here. All right, pro style, under center, air it out. No. Let's go. Let's go quarterback run heavy game, a lot of zone read stuff. You know, Banker's my guy, man. That's my defense coordinator, 4-3, baby, all day. Diaco, let's go Diaco, defense corner, 3-4. No plan. None. I mean, again, over the last couple of years, who or what is Nebraska? I don't know. It's a problem. No plan, ultimately failed in spectacular fashion. But the other part of what Jerry DiNardo said is really important as well. That aura of confidence, where you go all the way up to the line of teetering on arrogance, but don't cross it. All great coaches have it. That supreme belief in themselves and what they do. That is huge. Because we've said this a bunch over the years. There are a lot of ways to win. Wisconsin has their way. Ohio State has their way. Bama has their way. Clemson has their way. You can be under center, power football, run, run, run. You can be aired out, throw it a bunch. You can be spread up tempo, wear your opponent out. You can be built on defense. You can be built on offense, on and on and on and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. There is no one way to win. There are a lot of ways to get it done. There are a lot of ways to win. But the only way, your way, we'll get it done is if you have supreme confidence in it and have the ability to sell that to your players. Confidence is contagious. And a part of coaching is being a salesman of what we are doing, how we are doing it, and why we are doing it. And you know what? In all reality, one of the things that Nebraska needs more than anything else is confidence. This program needs a shot in the arm of confidence and belief. The fans, the administration, the athletic department, the video coordinator, the guy cleaning Frost's office to Troy. I think Frost brings all that by who he is, like Jared DiNardo pointed out. But also, when you add in the fact of what he's done in football, national title as a quarterback at Nebraska, stud assistant coach at Oregon when the Ducks were rolling, 0-12 to 13-0 in 2 years at Central Florida. That just adds to it all for it to explode in a confidence firework. So while Jared DiNardo's quotes you may hear or read of, you know, he has a plan and boy, he's really confident, while those don't seem like much, they are the essence and the foundation of honestly pretty much every great coach. They are. Every great coach has a no doubt about it plan, and every great coach has that aura of confidence that is absolutely contagious and rubs off on everybody else in their program. We'll get to it now. Speaking of great coaches, so Brad Stevens didn't receive a single vote from his peers for Coach of the Year. Not one. Not one vote. Nobody. None. Zero. None. Mind-blowing considering he's the best coach in the league. I mean, think about this guy. The guy took a roster with Isaiah Thomas as his best player to a one seed last year. And this year, with a lot of different pieces added, he loses a superstar in the first game of the year. And then Kyrie Irving ultimately was in and out of the lineup with some knee issues and was shut down for the season as well. And he guides Boston to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. This series was think about it. The Celtics were down 22 in Game 2, came back 1. They were down 5 late in overtime in Game 3, 1. They were down 4 last night with 90 seconds left, 1. Yeah, you got to give credit to Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart and those guys for having poise and doing things. You also got to give credit to Brad Stevens. But for him to not receive a single vote, like, I don't know what to chalk it up to. Some of it could be how we do the MVP stuff with LeBron James. It's like some of us say, well, you know, I mean, shoot, LeBron's the best and we all know it. So let's just give someone else some love. It's kind of like how we have, like, 1 year Karl Malone was the MVP when Jordan was in his prime. 1 year Charles Barkley was the MVP. I mean, now we look back on that and we're like, what? 25 years from now, we're going to look back at this and be like, who was the coach of the year in 2017, 2018? Dwayne Casey? Who? Oh, he was the Raptors. Oh, okay. That's going to be us 25, 30 years from now. Just like, who was the MVP back in 90? It was Karl Malone, huh? Wasn't Jordan, like, yeah, Jordan won it. Jordan won the MVP? That's how it's going to be. Who was the MVP in 2017? Russell Westbrook? Really? LeBron? So I don't know if it's some of that stuff. I don't know if there is some hate and some jealousy amongst NBA coaches towards Brad Stevens. One thing I have noticed in life, whether it's sports, business, anything. Some people get mad. Some people get upset when they see someone that doesn't have to endure the grind that they did to get where they're at. And maybe some of these coaches look around at Brad Stevens and see, okay, here's a guy, young guy, plucked out of college after a couple years as a head coach, and now he's the head coach of the Boston Celtics with one of the best owners in the business. Maybe there's some angst and some anger with that. When a lot of these coaches in the NBA, it took years for them to grind their way to being a head coach. All right, I'm the video coordinator. I'm the assistant to the assistant. I'm in the developmental league. Now I'm going to bounce around the league to a couple of different assistant coaching spots to finally getting a shot as the head coach. People have a tendency to hold a grudge towards those that bypass a bunch of the grinding, grueling steps that you maybe had to go through. I get that. I get that. Maybe it's that. It could be a little bit of that. That they feel like this guy didn't earn his stripes come in. And it's like, regardless of what he does, they're just, I don't like that. Who knows? All I know is it's incredible that he didn't receive one vote. Because the guy's incredible. You look at what he did in this series. I mean, here's the thing. He might be the best out-of-timeout coach I've seen in my life. His ability to manufacture points in a set play, amazing. And here's the thing. That matters with this group because they don't have a superstar. Like, they don't have a guy, I mean, Harden, just go get one. Here, LeBron, just go get one. Like, they have to have X's and O's manufacture points for this group. And that 6, 7, 8 points a game in with Brad Stevens' dry erase board are huge. You know, and then obviously he gets the guys to move the ball, to play hard, which you don't see a ton of in the NBA at times consistently. I saw a stat where Boston was leading the playoffs in passes per game. And that's his thing. They move it. They share it. They all feel involved. And the thing, too, when we talk about that Frost thing of confidence, Brad Stevens must do a really, really, really good job of making guys feel confident. And never underestimate that. I mean, we always, you know, the confidence is the best steroid on earth. It really is. Like, confidence is vital for a player's success. And, you know, if a player, if he doesn't feel like the head coach really believes in him, that's a problem. And to me, it's like the only way Terry Rozier and Avery Bradley last year and all these different guys can kind of just step in and be extremely productive. I think a lot of it has to come back to confidence. That Brad Stevens instills that in those guys. Now, I think they've drafted extremely well, too. I mean, look at Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. Like, they've done a good job of finding really good players. It's just, it's all-encompassing. He is remarkable to watch. And for that guy, for the news to break that he didn't receive a single Coach of the Year award, or he didn't receive a single vote for Coach of the Year award, the optics of that combined with him then beating Philly to win and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, pretty ironic in a hilarious way. 402-951-1620. All right. Coming up next, couple phone calls, couple emails, and we got to let my guy Corey do his thing. We're a little three and out. Game time.